you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you're growing. Now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, and suddenly you're finding out the facts of life are all about you. You. It takes a lot to get them right when you're
Joe, you've been scrubbing the same spot for 15 minutes. I don't think I've ever seen it cleaner.
I just had another one of my brilliant ideas. If you move your feet while you're moving that mop, we just might get out of here before noon.
Could you tell Cinderella here to go stick her head in a pumpkin?
Hey, Joe, relax.
I'm relaxed. I'm not relaxed.
You're just a little tense. Excited about your job interview.
Are you sure you want to give up your Saturday afternoons to go to work in a motorcycle shop?
I wouldn't be going to work. I'd be going to heaven. Imagine me in a room full of bikes, running my hands over them, watching them gleam in the sun, trying them on for size.
I feel the same way when I spend the day at Tiffany's.
Joe, the job is yours. I checked your horoscope.
Yeah? Great.
Natalie, don't give her false hope. Who in their right mind would buy a motorcycle from this girl?
Oh, I would. Do they come with training wheels?
Mrs. Garrett, a salesperson needs warmth, style, charisma. All Joe has is bluster and a good left hook. I'll get it. I'm sure that's my mom. She promised to call as soon as she got her facelift.
But how could she talk through all those bandages?
Sounds awful. It's like that movie, The Invisible Man. What if Mrs. Warner takes off her bandages and there's nothing there?
Well, she ends up with the head of a fly.
Girls, Blair's mother is having a facelift, not a transplant.
Well, whatever it is, I think it's fabulous. I'm saving all my money for an everything job.
It was for my cousin. The Moose Lodge wants her to add 15 minutes to her act because Norma and her trained birds canceled. I better tell her.
Ah, let Jerry sleep. You can give her the news when she comes down.
Okay.
I'm telling you, Blair, pretty soon getting a facelift will be like going to McDonald's. You drive up and say, I deserve a lift today.
Baloney. They don't call it plastic surgery for nothing. You're old, you're ugly, you live with it. You are what you are, and that's good enough.
Well, in your case, it has to be.
Oh, it is too bad I can't get a personality lift.
Oh, but you can. They call it a lobotomy.
Look, don't worry about your interview. You're perfect for the job.
I don't even know what to wear.
Why don't you ask Blair for advice?
That was just a suggestion, Joe.
Morning, everybody.
Hi. Hey, Ginger.
Mrs. Garrett just told me the bird act was canceled. I'm going to need some more material. Gosh, I wish I could do something besides those old cerebral palsy jokes tonight.
Hey, I got a joke. What do you get when you cross Saudi Arabia and Mexico?
What?
I love LA!
Yeah.
I can think of a new terrible poverty joke.
Oh, if I'm interrupting something, I hope it's a party.
Girls, you look wonderful.
Isn't she supposed to look like the mummy?
Hey, Mrs. Warner, what a surprise.
Garrett.
Wow, talk about a fast healer.
Oh, I decided to postpone my facelift.
Mother, you were looking forward to it. I was looking forward to it. So was I.
I know, but when I got to the hospital, everything was green. The walls, the gown, the food. Green is not my best color. Besides, I just wanted Joel to have one last look at me the way I am. I suppose you think this facelift business is silly.
Oh, not at all. If it makes you feel better about yourself, I'm all for it.
Oh. I just had another one of my brilliant ideas. It's perfect shopping weather. Oh, Mrs. Garrett, could I steal Blair away for this afternoon?
Well, I...
Please.
Think I can spare her.
Thank you, Mrs. Garrett. Mother, I have so much to talk to you about.
How's Randy, the love of your life?
Randy who?
Ah, you took my advice.
They sound like girlfriends. Does your mother talk to you like that? Are you kidding? The words math test aren't in the first sentence. My mother doesn't consider it a conversation.
Right.
Well, I'm going to put this away. I hate ironing.
Is it as dreary as it looks?
Worse. Well, actually, it's not the ironing I hate. It's the folding and the unfolding of the board that kills me.
Oh, come on, darling. We have just enough time for some good shopping before lunch.
Oh, I'll get my stuff and be right down.
Blair, listen. I don't know what to wear to my interview. Do you think you could... I could use...
help?
I'm sorry. I didn't quite hear that. No, go ahead. Feel free to beg.
You're really busting my chops, aren't you?
Yeah.
Come on. We'll see if we can find you something suitable. Or just clean.
Don't be too long, honey.
I won't.
Jerry, I hear you are playing the Moose Lodge tonight. Last week it was the Elks. Next week the Lions. I guess it's a real jungle out there, huh?
Aunt Monica.
Mm-hmm?
You told Blair that you were going in the hospital for a facelift.
That's right.
My mother told me the truth.
What truth?
About the test.
She had no right to do that. Boy, my sister could never keep her mouth shut.
She was worried, and she needed to tell me. Don't you think you should tell Blair?
No.
But Monica...
But nothing, Jerry. It's none of your damn business. I'm sorry, honey. I just can't think about the test, okay? I just can't talk about it right now.
If you didn't want my advice, why did you ask me? Temporary insanity.
Please, honey.
I just thought she might want to go to her interview looking like a girl. My mistake. Come on, Mom. See you later, Jer.
Bye-bye, darling. You know, I think it's time to refurbish your wardrobe. New underwear, shoes, maybe a new fur coat.
A new fur coat? Mother!
Ah, you and your mother bought up a storm.
I'll say. When we finished, Harrison's department store looked like a cyclone hit it. You should have seen what happened at lunch.
Hello?
Two boys from Bates tried to pick us up.
Oh, yeah. 1 second. Blair's for you. A Dr. Wyman?
Yeah. They just couldn't believe my mother wasn't my sister. Yeah.
Hello. Dr. Sid.
Fine. How are you? I bet you say that to all the girls you brought into this world.
Yes, Mother's up here. The Far Side Inn in town.
No, I had no idea she'd be coming up. But I guess after that ordeal at the hospital, she needed to get away.
Yes. Yes, I'm still here. Someone just came in.
Yes. Yes, yes, I will. Dr. Sin? Nothing. Thank you. Bye.
Blair, what is it?
He thought I knew.
Knew what?
When I talked about the hospital, he thought I knew. There was never going to be a facelift. Mrs. Garrett!
What is it, Blair?
She was in the hospital. She had a biopsy. She has a tumor in her breast.
Blair, shouldn't you be getting ready to meet your mother for dinner?
I'm not going.
Blair, you can't avoid her. You can't pretend you don't know about the biopsy.
Mrs. Garrett, I can't face her. I don't know what to say to her.
Well, you two talk about everything together, don't you?
Yes. No. I mean, I thought we did, but this is so... Well, it's not something you just slip in a small talk. Did you know Marcy's having another affair? The Gibsons are getting divorced, and I hear you may have cancer.
Blair, it may not be as bad as it seems. Maybe the lump in her breast is benign.
But what if it's not, Mrs. Garrett? I know what's important to my mother. Her face, her clothes, the way she looks. The way she looks, Mrs. Garrett, I can't talk to her about that. And besides, she lied about it. She obviously doesn't want...
Blair, are you okay? Look, I'm sorry I was there when the doctor called, and I'm sorry I know what I know. But I know and I can't pretend I don't know.
Yeah, and by now so does half the school.
Blair, that's not fair. I'm not that kind of jerk.
We know that, Judy.
Thanks, Mrs. Gap, but I want to hear it from Blair. Blair, this isn't gossip. I know that. And I won't say a word about it to anyone. I swear it. On our friendship.
Our clock! I need a clock! Mrs. Garrett, I'm taking it! Timer!
Okay.
Joe, wait!
Get a fuse! I need a fuse! Oh, good, and I'll mix up some stuff in the science lab.
What are you making, a bomb?
Yes!
I'm gonna roll it through their front door and then pow! Boy, pow! Dead Kawasaki's all over this place!
I take it you didn't get the job. May I have those matches, please?
That's right! I did not get the job! Did anybody miss that? I did not get the job! Go ahead, Blair. Hit me with your best shot. Go ahead.
Oh, Blair. You can do better than that.
Who knows? Maybe she chipped her nail polish or something. You know how that depresses her. Come on, Nat, let's go get a candy bar, my treat.
Okay.
Keep your eye on the mad bomber.
I don't know what I did wrong.
Maybe Blair was right. Maybe it is my clothes.
Your shoes and belt match. What else matters?
You see, Joe? You look just fine.
Well, I feel rotten. Face it, Blair's right. I have a personality problem.
I'm pushy and irritating and definitely lacking in charisma.
Wrong attitude.
That too?
Don't you know that when somebody doesn't want you, that's their problem?
You really believe that?
Joe, you said it yourself this morning. You are what you are. And if that's not good enough, they can just...
blow it out their crankcase?
Yeah.
Well said.
Yeah. Well, I knew that. But thanks for reminding me. You know, Blair, you are what you are. And that's good enough for me.
You were wonderful. What you did for Joe.
What'd I do?
You really helped her.
How? I didn't solve her problem. And I didn't tell her anything she didn't already know.
You were there for her. That's all anyone needs from a friend.
I guess.
Why can't you do the same for your mother?
Mrs. Garrett, that's different. She's my mother.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to think of your parents as just people. I remember the first time I saw my father cry. It frightened me so. But it was a turning point for both of us. I think that's when I really started to grow up.
Hi, honey.
I'm not quite ready. Just need 5 minutes, though.
Say, what do you think about Hawaii?
What?
Why don't you and I run off to Hawaii together, huh? Oh, it only takes a couple of weeks. You know, you can take your schoolwork with you. Oh, well, we missed Bunny's wedding. Well,
she won't mind it. I made the other five. So what do you say? What are you doing?
You're not going to Hawaii, Mother. You're going back to the city.
Why? Bunny can get married without me.
Mother, stop it.
Stop what? You know, Blair, that you're crinkling my crepe.
I can't take this anymore.
The shoes on the bottom. The shoes.
Who cares about your stupid shoes? You've got to get back to the city. You've got to get the results of your biopsy.
I have the damn results.
Oh.
Who told you?
Not the person who should have. Did Dr. Sid call you? What did he say? Tell me the truth.
He said that he didn't want to give me the results over the telephone. I said, well, I know what that means, Sid. That's bad news. They never mind giving you good news over the telephone. God, he couldn't wait to tell me when I was pregnant with you. They never mind giving you good news over the phone.
It's all right, Mom. It'll be all right.
No, it won't. It's never going to be all right again.
What do you have to do now?
I don't know. Sid wants me to come in and talk. Hey, Monica, calm down. It's not the end of the world. Oh, God. How does he know where my world ends?
Mother, I wish I could say some magic word and make it all... But you can't run away from this, Mother. You've got to find out how they can help you.
Help me? It is not going to help me by cutting off my breast.
They may not have to do that. It's not that automatic anymore. There's so many other ways of treating this kind of cancer.
Oh, Blair. I wanted to spare you this. I didn't want you to worry. You're my baby. I'm supposed to take care of you.
You can't take care of me if you're not here. I won't let you put this off, Mother. I don't want to lose you.
I can't believe this. What happened to that little girl who used to hide in the bathroom when her hair didn't curl just right?
Oh, I still do that. But I don't hide from everything. You know, we Warner women are a lot stronger than people think we are.
Yeah, I'd like to believe that. I keep asking myself, what would Betty Davis do? I know what she'd do. She'd light up a cigarette. I quit smoking. Boy, that's a laugh. God. Well, honey, I'm so scared.
No. Me too. Maybe we could use the buddy system. You know, like in swimming. When you feel like you're going under, hang on to me.
I don't swim. Chlorine in the water turns my hair orange.
Hang on to me anyway. I can be a good friend, you know. Even Jo says that, and she hates my guts.
Oh, honey, we are good friends.
I don't think so, Mom. I think what we are is playmates. I mean, we gossip. Boy, do we gossip. And we talk about clothes and men. But we don't talk about things like life and death.
Blair, that's not fair.
Face it, Mother. What we have is a deep, superficial relationship.
Oh. Friends, huh? Well, how do we start?
After all these years, why don't you tell me what I can do for you?
Oh, I just think more of what you're doing right now.
I promise you, Mother, we'll get through this thing together.
You really are a beautiful young woman.
Because I look like you.
Oh, no, I wasn't talking about your face. I'm glad that you're here. You stay with me a while?
For as long as you need me.